This episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, SNL, and more. Right now, our listeners get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Joey. That's HuluPlus.com/Joey.
Oh, shit. Just when you thought it was safe. You're tired, you don't feel good, you had a rough weekend, you got a boo-boo belly, all that shit that enters your mind, fuck it! Here you go, bitches! Are you fucking kidding me? Oh shit, oh shit, it's Monday, July 15th, are you fucking kidding me? We're at halftime of fucking July already, we're at halftime of the fucking year. And you're sitting there contemplating. Get up, you fuck. Let's do this. Roll that fucking number. Get that orange juice. Couple jumping jacks. Hit it. Huh.
Hey, hey, I'm your life. I'm the one who takes you there. Hey. What's a boo-boo belly?
A boo-boo belly, you know. Fucking stomach hurts, ate too many egg rolls. You know what the fuck is going on. What's happening, Lisa? Yeah.
Not much, dude.
It's a beautiful fucking day to be alive. What's going on with this shit? I see you looking on the computer. Everything all right today?
Everything seems to be going okay. Let's see if it's working.
All right. Fuck it. We're here. It's a brand new week. It's Monday, cocksuckers. Get up. Touch your toes. Look out the window. The sun's shining. It's going to be a hot motherfucker today across the country. Some people are going to be floating around from the rain. You know how it is. It happens.
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend, cock liquor?
Hung out with the girl a little bit. It's going pretty awesome. I'm pretty happy.
You're in love. I see you posted pictures.
I didn't post it. Facebook posted a picture of her. But, no, it's working.
So Facebook just woke up.
No, because
the other morning and said, you know what? Today, we're going to post a picture of Lee's girlfriend. Somebody had to post the fucking picture. Stop breaking my
mind. No, fucking douchebag. It's weird, but when you're dating someone, you have to put, it's Facebook official, so I put it on the thing that she's my girlfriend, and Facebook posted a picture of her because I said that. That's all. I didn't.
So it's official. You're in a relationship. It's official. Once it's on Facebook, it's over.
It's over.
That's it. Once you put it on Facebook, you're good to go.
But I was talking to one of my friends last night, and like she even said to me, she said you're not dating anyone else, right? I said no. She's like, you don't seem like that kind of person. And I would love to be honest, like in my deepest darkest secrets, like it'd be cool to be like not cheat, but like be the guy who has like 8 different girls. But I'm not the kind of guy that can do that.
Fuck that. It's over. You gotta lie to 8 women.
No, but yeah,
it's tough.
It is.
I have a hard time with my wife just hanging around. You imagine if I had to lie to her and I'm like, fuck you. I can't do it. I don't have the fucking time or the energy. It's tough.
Doesn't you have to keep the lie straight? And
oh, it's fucking tough, man.
Yeah, no, it's much tough. Better.
You know, look, you want me to tie you up and throw you out the window one day? We're in, but I can't fucking. What are you going to do? I don't even have time for myself, Lee.
Yeah.
Between the working out, the writing, the fucking comedy, the podcast, the looking up shit, the trying to get guests, how the fuck do you, how am I going to go out there and sling dick on these fucking women? I don't even sleep enough, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even sleep enough like it is. I sleep 6-5 hours a fucking night. Last night, I laid down at 10 o'clock trying to get a good night's sleep. At 11:15, I had to pop back up again and write a few fucking jokes I had in my mind cultivating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't fucking sleep. You know, I got up, I fucked around on Facebook, I fucked around on Twitter. I hadn't seen those people in a couple days. I miss them. I miss Twitter and Facebook after a couple days.
Yeah, you had like, not off, but you didn't travel this weekend. So you had like kind of a more relaxing weekend.
Oh my God. It was Friday night I went to jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
And Friday night, Mondays and Fridays is the tough jiu-jitsu. It's a half hour.
Really? It's a big class? I thought most people would want to take that night off.
No, fuck no. But he does his calisthenics and running and lapping. Because he wants you to do the techniques where your muscles are tired. So you don't use your muscle, you go more for technique. So those are the only two classes, Mondays and Fridays, that you don't walk for 2 days. That's why I don't go on Monday nights no more, because I'd be fucked up till Thursday or Wednesday. It's the law of diminishing returns, not worth it. So I'd rather do a kickboxing workout on Monday, and then Tuesday go to him in the daytime, and then Wednesday night go over there or something, and Thursday day. But Monday and then Fridays are good, because then I have Saturday and Sunday to recoup.
Yeah.
All I got to do is push a fucking stroller Saturday and Sunday. And that's all I did. That's all I really did. Friday night, I think I was in bed like 9 o'clock or something. Ooh. One of those fucking nights, Saturday night, I went to bed at 9 o'clock. Went to good dinner with my friend from the agency.
Nice.
Me and my wife, the baby, went to get barbecue. Got some nice barbecue chicken.
Oh, that's cutlets. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking great, man. And that was it. That was my weekend, man.
Yeah, I hadn't seen Mercy since the baptism. And then I went over on Thursday. We went to the Laugh Factory. And she's really cute. She sticks her tongue out at me every time I see her.
She's fucking big, man. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's been like, it just hit 6 months last week, right?
6 months. Six fucking months. You know, and it's weird because I went walking around with my wife yesterday. And we were talking about how I had nothing going on when I met my wife. Basically nothing. At 37 years old, I had nothing going on. How sad is that? I did comedy a couple nights a week at the Comedy Store. I wrote a few jokes, and I just wasted my life. I was doing blow. I was nothing. I had nothing going on. And I met her, and I kicked it up a little. I was always a regular at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was always at least doing spots at the fucking store, and I had spots at the Improv. The store was my main club, you know, and I came home. And she was a waitress there, and we met, and we went on a few dates, and then, you know, this is like the fucking weird. We were talking about this yesterday, like, all right, so we're dating for about a month.
Okay.
All right, we're dating for about a month. I'm living on Gardner with Ralphie May and Gavin and all these people in the building, and she's living on Schrader in her apartment. And one night after the Comedy Store, she came over. I was going to New York.
Okay.
And I remember that I had to, she came over, like, You've been talking to this girl you're dating about a month.
Yeah.
We were with about a month.
Okay.
All right. Is the thing down?
No, it's down.
And I fucking had to borrow $35 from her. Like, I looked her straight in the face at 6 in the morning. I go, I got to talk to you about something. She's like, what? I go, I'm going to New York. And I probably got $30. And she goes, how about I give you $35? It's $37 that I made last night. She made $37 the night before waitressing. She said she had 20-something on her ATM card, and she gave me the rest of the cigarettes she had. And I probably had $10 worth of weed, and that was it. And I went, and she drove me to the airport, and she drove back on E, pretty much, until she got home so she could waitress the next day to get cash again. That's how broke we were.
Jesus.
That's how fucking broke. She was waitressing 4 shifts. She thought she wanted to be an actress. Nothing was going on in her world. That's how broke we were.
So 37, that would make her, she was like early 30s?
She's 30. She was 30.
Wow.
She was a young girl, and she was out here lost too. She had, you know, she was just waitressing, and her big money was on the weekends. During the week, she'd just make 40, 50, 60 bucks, you know?
Yeah.
So she would buy cat food, dinner, and that was it. She'd put away 20s or whatever. That was it. That's fucking real talk right there, though.
And did you realize it? Like, to me, like, I don't think about it every day, but I keep thinking, like, I don't want, like, to me, like, that kind of would freak me out. Like, now at 25, like, if I thought, like, at 37, when I want to be 37, I want to be, like, I want to maybe have a house or something. Like, did you think about that every day? Or?
We all do. We all do.
Yeah. But
I made a constant decision. You know, I got into comedy at 31 years old.
Wow.
So I committed to a life of death.
So you were only 6 years in at that point.
Six, seven, 8 years in, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 99. Yeah, 2000 I met her. 2000, 99 I met her. So I was probably 7 years in. Really strong, like really. Yeah, 8, 9, something like that. But really 6 years in, 7 years that I've been doing it every day. This is what I was committed to. And it was a life of misery at the time. You know, I was getting 200 a gig here, 300 a gig there, 100 and a quarter, 15 at the store. You know, there was no acting jobs then to break up the monotony. You know, and that's what we were talking about yesterday, how we've seen the evolvement. Like, as soon as I started dating her that summer, that winter, I jumped into an acting class. I was on the road too much.
Was it because of her?
No, I was on the road. I was just on the road with Rogan. I was on the road by myself. And I was going on the road to break even. I was basically going on the road to snort cocaine.
Okay.
To make money, snort cocaine, tell stupid stories with other comedians. I was wasting my time as a comic. I was just buying time.
But did you, Did you want to get off the road to spend more time with her?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I wanted to keep doing the dumb shit I was doing. And then The Sopranos hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I auditioned for the second season. And that's when I met her, when I auditioned for the second season. And she kept putting in my head that they wouldn't have called you in that many times if they didn't like you.
Yeah.
You should pursue other jobs. So Josh Wolf had just gotten his deal from Fox. And I called Josh Wolf and I asked him for $500. And I took that $500 and I got 2 months of an acting class and I probably bought a gram of Coke. Acting classes in those days were $200 a month.
Okay.
And I bought probably 2 months and to buy me time. And I took an acting class. And I took an acting class and I kept writing jokes and I kept doing stand-up. And I booked, I forget what the fuck it was now. First show I really, really legitimately booked was 99 Wheels of Justice or something on TNN, which is now Spike.
99 Wheels of Justice.
99 Wheels of Justice or something like that. Wheels of Justice or something. I played a fucking pimp.
Really?
Yeah. I played a white, like a mobster thing. And then what had happened was how I lucked out was that The Sopranos were so big that everybody who cast mob characters, they would say soprano types.
Oh, okay.
So I would book everything.
Yeah.
Anything I would go in for, I would clobber right over the fucking head. Bam, bam, bam. You know, a lot of shit you didn't see. But then I booked 3 episodes on this show with a bunch of kids, stars. Excuse me, like Sidney Poitier and a bunch of people, their sons.
Okay.
So his daughter, there was somebody else's son on the show. The show was about attorneys. And I booked 3 episodes on that, and dog, I went on that set, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Oh, really?
You understand me? I didn't know action. I didn't know cut. And at that time, I had already shot Basketball.
You'd already shot a huge movie?
Yeah, when I first moved here, the first real, 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 real thing I shot was Basketball. It was fucking huge.
I love that movie.
And I went, and I didn't know anything about it. Nothing. Like, they had to fucking walk me through it. Action, cut, get on your mark, look at this, look at the camera, don't do this. I knew nothing, guys, when I did Basketball. Nothing. Nothing. I had done nothing. That's just to let you know, people, you can do whatever the fuck you want. That they make a big deal about everything you like. Like, they make it seem so distant that you could do shit like that. They make it seem so distant. And then I went to this thing right after Basketball. I went to this audition in the fucking in Santa Monica.
Okay.
And I went in and I read the thing. And the guy walked me to the elevator. I'll never forget that. And before I got to the car, my agent paged me. And I called him back. And he goes, they love you. They're going to use you for the CBS pilot.
Oh, shit.
And for a month, this went on whether they were going to use me or not. And they kept paying me $1,000 a week.
Oh, shit.
And then finally, they go, we're going to use you when the show gets picked up. We're not going to use you on the pilot. We're going to save you for the first 3 episodes. And the show never got picked up.
Oh. That's crazy.
But nothing really, really started clicking until I booked the first skit of The Sopranos for Mad TV.
What year was that, do you think?
2003. Look it up. Mad TV, Sopranos.
All right.
Nothing really fucking happened until I booked that.
TV Sopranos. I just keep seeing a bunch of videos. Do you want me to play it?
No, it was either 2003. I'll tell you on the video.
Let's see here.
It's either 2003.
This one doesn't say. Anyways.
Or 2002. Matt TV was doing a sketch of The Sopranos. Like 20 people called me at the house and said, Doug, they're looking for you.
Yeah.
And I go, they're looking for Joe Diaz. They go, no, they're looking for Sopranos. And I went down to Mad TV, and I'm sitting there minding my own fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
Nervous as fuck. And who comes walking past me with Ari Spears?
Oh, really?
And he goes, what's happening, brother? I go, what's up with you? And he goes, nothing, man. What are you doing here? And I go, I'm reading for the... He goes, really? He goes, hold on. And he walked back there, and he grabbed the casting director, and he pulled her out, and he pointed her to me. And that was it.
Did he do stand-up?
Yeah, he was at the store a lot.
Oh, cool.
And I knew him from Fat Mutt Tuesdays. You know, I would see these guys around town. He walked past me, went right into the casting director, pulled her out, and then she showed it to me. And then they made me go in later on, and then they made me stay and meet producers, and they hired me the same fucking day.
Wow.
And it was me and a couple other guys.
Is that big in acting? Because, like, in editing, it's really who you know. Like, you have to, like, your friends get you a lot of jobs.
Well, at the time, I fit everything. I was funny.
Uh-huh.
I looked like big fucking pussy. And I was right. I mean, I wasn't like he walked by and said, you gotta
hire. It wasn't a gift, but...
No, it wasn't a gift, but it made them know that he was a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So they hired me, and then from there, I went on a fucking tear. Like, I booked this movie, American Gun, with James Coburn.
Okay.
And I was so fucking excited. I didn't know James Coburn was in it. It was James Coburn and somebody. There's a couple fucking actors in the movie. And I booked this fucking movie. And I,
2005. Let's see. Marsha Harden, Forrest Whitaker, Donald Sutherland, Amanda Seyfried was in it.
No, that's not it.
That's not it?
No. American Gun.
Yeah.
It's got to be like...
it wasn't...
2002.
Oh, this is his 05. That's the only one that comes up.
Yeah, it was like 2002 with James Coburn, and I fucking booked it, right? And that Saturday, that Sunday night, I was doing something for... some ski company,
mm-hmm.
and I bumped into a bag of like 3,000 cash, and I stole it, and I took it home with me up in San Diego. I'm not even
kidding. Wait, what does that mean? You were doing what for a ski company?
I was fucking flat broke, and it was like Christmas. It was like December 10th, 11th, 12th, around there.
Okay.
And I was working for a, I got a call from Josh Wolf that one of his buddies did this thing for a ski company.
Okay.
Every year. If I wanted to cover from that year, he had a job writing. And basically, it was 3 weeks. Me and Terry are flat fucking broke.
Uh-huh.
Flat fucking broke. And I get this job making $400 a night for 3 weeks. Going to these ski things and going, good evening, welcome to come. Your number is 36944. You want a pair of skis? And I would leave for 20 minutes.
$400 a night for 3 weeks?
For 3 weeks.
Holy shit.
So I did that. And they paid me in advance. Here's the deal. I get to the guy. He's like, you want me to pay in advance? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. Pays me in advance. I bring it home. I pay off a bunch of shit, child support, my rent, the whole thing. And then on there was 3 nights left of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had worked every night 1 week. We had worked Monday through Saturday. And they had charged $20 at the door. They were all interns, college students, young little fucking dummies. And they're all sitting there talking about how they got $15,000 in the fucking car.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm sitting there with my super hearing. Another room, and I'm hearing this shit. And I'm like, these fucking dummies. And they're talking about how they're scared to drive around with it, that they don't understand, that it's hidden in the car, it's by the door. And they're saying all this shit. And they don't know I could hear them. I could fucking hear everything that's going on. So my mind's working. It's a Sunday night. I'm thinking of how I'm going to clip that fucking car. Because at first I was thinking of clipping the bag, but I might as well clip the fucking car. Ditch it.
You're going to steal the whole car?
The whole fucking car, so they don't know what happened.
Oh, no.
Because if the cops come, they're going to go, what happened? The bag, we're going to have to talk to everybody. So I said, fuck it. I'll just steal the whole fucking car. I'll take the kids' keys. And I'm working this motherfucker. I'm there from like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm working them. I'm sending them, because we had to wait till 7.
Yeah.
So we were in a bar drinking. And I'm sending them drinks. I'm not drinking. I'm just sending him drinks from a chick, like with a note, I love you. And finally, two girls come in. And this is what I needed. I needed something to deter him. And the girl's flirting with him. He's flirting with the, but he's got the bag between his legs with the cash in at this time.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
He's got the paperwork. This.
And he's got the bag with the cash. Finally, I see him get the bag because he's getting drunk. And he puts it in the back of the fucking car. You know, like those cars that are like a Nissan and they slam?
Yeah.
Not a trunk, but the back compartment was like a minivan.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it right fucking there. And then he walked away. And he went, click, click. And he took it and he put it by the door behind the driver's seat.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm watching him from inside the bar. I'm watching him, watching him, watching him, watching him. So he comes back. And all of a sudden he goes, come on, we got to go next one. He's flirting with this girl, flirting with this fucking girl. And he goes to start the movie, right? He goes, are you ready? I go, yeah. He goes, all right. And he puts his bag down without the cash in it. The cash is in the car.
Okay.
But his keys are right there.
Oh, no.
So I take the keys and I go, click, click. And I open the fucking car and I go on stage. And I'm like, hopefully he won't even know. And I go on stage.
Oh, so you just unlock the door.
Unlock the door.
Do you keep the keys in your hand or no?
No, I leave them in his bag. Okay. So I just go click, click. I go to the fucking thing. I do the show. I do my 10 minutes. I fucking come out. I look at him. He's all over that girl. I walk out to the car and I open the door and the door's open. I go, fuck it. So I go, listen, I'm going to go over to get a Mexican thing down the corner. He goes, go ahead. You got plenty of time. They're doing something else. So come back for the second show. So I get in my car and I drive around. And his car is like 40 feet away. Now, he could see the back of it. He could watch the back of his car if somebody's robbing it. But he can't watch the side and the front. So I go over and I put my car in front of his in the street. And I walk over like I left my wallet. He goes, what happened? I go, no, I think I left my wallet. Oh, no, I'll go back and look at the car. I just wanted to see if he could see it. Okay. He couldn't see my car. So right there, I went around the corner again. I took my car, put it in front of his. And I got out, opened up the fucking passenger door behind the seat, went in, found like a bag of money and took it, and fucking got my car and put it in the trunk of the car under the spare tire.
Yeah.
And I drove around the corner. I was just in heaven. I'm like, he doesn't, he'll never know. I went back, I closed the car with his keys so he would never know, and I went back and did the second show. It's a Sunday night. I went to this audition on a Thursday for this James Coburn movie. Friday, they call me and they go, you got a call back for a James Coburn movie.
Yeah, I found it.
Oh. Are you fucking kidding? What year was it? 2002?
This one was in 2002. It had Virginia Madsen, mm-hmm. Barbara Bain, Alexander Holden.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God. I got this audition tomorrow at 11 o'clock. I'm going to fucking go, and I got the money. I'm going to do this second show, and I'm going to get in the car. I'm going to be done by 10 after 10, and I'll be at home by midnight. I'll be at the store, and I'll get a fucking big rock of Coke. And I fucking do the second show. Mm-hmm. I say, welcome. And I tell these little fucking college students, see you tomorrow night, you fucking morons. And I get in that car, and I take off. I don't even look at the trunk. And once I pass immigration, I pull over.
Mm-hmm.
And I take what's in the trunk out. And it's a lot of fucking money. It's like $3,000. I throw the bag out, the rubber band. I take the cash, I put under my, I put it back under the tire, just in case if they call the cops and I get pulled over. That's how I was thinking. I'm way ahead of the fucking
Jesus.
Game. I get to fucking Hollywood, there's nobody at the store, right?
Okay.
In the Coke dealer that was at the store, like he always had 40s and 20s. I was going to buy a little batch from him. He wasn't there, so I went to the black guy's house. I was getting the Coke, the Martel cartel. And they had some mediocre Coke, but I went in this night with a bunch of money. I said, listen, man, I'm sick and tired. Paying for cut. I want the shit you motherfuckers are getting. You guys want 180 for an 8-ball? Here's 250. Give me the good shit. And they were like, man, okay, calm down. And they went upstairs and got me the good shit. And I went back to this fucking comedy store. And I didn't do any coke because I wanted to go on stage.
Okay.
And I get back to the comedy store. There's a little redhead over there. And she's telling me how she made a bunch of money tonight and she wants to buy an 8-ball. So I said, you could buy half of mine. So I sell it to her for whatever, 130, whatever the fuck I paid.
You're goes, such a jerk.
And she goes, I want a party. And I go, well, what? I got nowhere to take you. And she goes, let's get a hotel room. Just like that, Lee. Just like that.
This no, like, no, I didn't like your birthday.
I didn't say nothing to the fucking girl. Went over to the Sahara Motel on Sunset across from Rouse right there.
Yeah.
Went in there, did a bunch of blow. And like at 5 in the morning, she looks at me. She goes, I need for you to do me a favor. I need for you to pull my hair and come on my stomach. Or something fucking ridiculous. Now, between me and you, I fuck you, Lee, if you let me. I'll fuck anybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But I didn't go to the fucker that night. I just wanted to get high. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get high. Next thing you know, I'm on her shoulders, pulling her fucking hair with my dick out, pissing on her. Jesus Christ. So I get home, and I'm fucking whacked. It's like 8:30 in the morning. I got a rock of Coke in my pocket. I got an audition with James Coburn at 11. I go, fuck it. I'm going to sleep. And I go to sleep. About 11 o'clock, the phone rings. And it's a casting director. He goes, where the fuck are you? I got the director here. I got the producer here. They're dying to give you the fucking job. So I washed my face and I ran up there and booked American Gun.
Jesus.
With James Coburn. Did they ever, fucked up.
Did the ski company ever call you?
They called me 2 days later. And they were like, hey, man, did you see anything suspicious to you on it? I'm like, no. And the kid, and then I went down there. The Tuesday night was in Torrance.
Okay.
And the Wednesday night was in like Redondo Beach. So for the Torrance one, there was traffic and I didn't make it down there or something. I go, bro, I'm not going to. He goes, don't worry about it. just come to tomorrow nights, and I went to Tuesday nights. And I think that they had an idea that it was me, but they couldn't figure out I had gone in the car, so the kid thought he got drunk and misplaced the money.
Oh, no.
So I get down, and the kid's like, come in, and I tell you what happened the other night. That fucking girl, I partied with her all night. Nothing fucking happened. Then I realized I lost $3,000. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, man, because the rest of the money was in the car. There was like another $8,000 in the car. I felt pissed that I didn't get my hands on that, but I was happy with the 3 G's. Plus the fucking $4,000 or $8,000 or the $5,000 they had given me.
You know, Jesus man. Christ.
That's... And we bought our first real big color TV, me and Terry. We got fucking dumb. We had like a little colored TV that you had a fucking, had an antenna made of fucking aluminum foil.
Yeah.
We had a fucking...
I don't feel that take on this story. You have this whole story of robbing them. And then you're like, and then we went to Sears and got a nice color TV.
That's it. We didn't go to Sears. We went up to the fucking Walmart and Visalia, one of those places up there.
I've never heard that story. That's a crazy story. That's a
crazy fucking story, Doug.
Let's say you are at a bar, at a comedy club or wherever, and they were talking about having a bag of money. Would you now think about stealing it? Like, when did you stop thinking about that stuff?
I don't know. I always like having fun. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be that fucking stupid,
yeah,
I got to rob you. That's my mentality. If you're going to be that fucking stupid and go out with like $3,000 in your pocket and pass out, or Coke rocks in your pockets and pass out, I'm going to rob you. Even if I love you, just to teach you a lesson. You know, I'm going to look out for you, but you can't, you know... people will take advantage of you out there. I'm a good guy. I'm the type of guy who'll put you in your car. I'm the type of guy who'll let you sleep. There's a lot of people that do some fucked up shit to you out there, you know? And I worry about a lot of people. I worry about my friends because I know how easy life is. And a lot of people don't see, you know, some people have cop's eyes. You ever hear that expression? I have criminal eyes.
Yeah, you told me. You said, just watch out and make sure there's, like, not three Puerto Ricans kicking in your door.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, I think of everything. Because I've done everything. I know every stupid fucking move. I know every vulnerable fucking move there is. I've made a living off of people's guards being down. That's a weird living.
Yeah, that's but crazy.
Once you make a living off people's guards being down, you realize, I remember being flat fucking broke on a Friday in Aspen, Colorado. Didn't I tell you this story?
I don't know. Let's see.
And me and my ex-wife were walking and we were like buying dumb shit. I had to be 20-something years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Friday. Yeah. We had just left Snowmass Village. We lived across the street from the In-N-Out House. Wasn't I telling you about the In-N-Out House last week that I robbed the sandwich place?
Yeah.
Okay, and we were in a supermarket on a Friday. I'll never forget, we were flat broke. We probably had $30 with groceries for the whole weekend.
Okay.
And we had to get Coke with this and booze and pills. You know, it's tough when you got $30. And we saw a lady walking by me with her purse. With her envelope, deposit slip.
Yeah, of course. The little square envelope, yeah.
And they put cash in it.
Yeah.
The cash was sticking out. And she's looking the other way. I had to take it to show her a lesson.
So, but, like, why now would you not take it?
I'd probably tell you. Like, I see shit all the time. Like, last summer I found an envelope full of cash and checks outside a church. Some Lutheran fucking church. Now, 10 years ago, I would have said, fuck the Lutherans.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have clipped the money and I would have dealt with it later. I brought it back in. I thought about it later, what happened. It's not about needing money or nothing. It's about something. I don't know.
Did you get a rush from it? Like, it just sounded like you were excited to get high.
It's pretty funny because, listen. We talk about this fucking book I'm writing.
Yeah.
And last night, this last week, I've been writing about my criminal career. And how it started. I was never a bad kid. It's not what I aspired to do, ever. At 12, I didn't sit there going, I can't wait to be fucking old so I could tell the cops to suck my dick. Or, you know, that's not what I aspired to be. But as a kid, we did dumb shit.
Yeah.
Listen, when you're a kid, that's what it is to be a kid. You do dumb shit. We rob little motorcycle trains, you know. I remember one time a guy left a van with T-shirt designs and an iron.
Uh-huh.
That used to melt in the old days. There were stickers. Let's say you like the Stones. He would give you a tongue. And it'd be on a white shirt like this. And they would charge you $6 or something. The guy left a van on Givernat Terrace, where I took you.
Mm-hmm.
He left the van with the iron, boxes of fucking shirts, and boxes of those stickers.
Yeah.
You know, and none of those kids were thieves. me, Dominic Special, we all had families and we none of fees. But if you're going to be that fucking dumb, we're going to rob you.
What would you do with an iron and t-shirts?
I don't know. But don't leave in the back of a van with the windows open to no in there, because either we're going to rob you or somebody else is going to fucking rob you. And it's a bad way to think. We cleaned that guy out and we took him to some fucking grocery. We took him to some convention, like t-shirt convention in the city. We were like in the seventh grade. We ended up each like $200.
Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. So we weren't bad kids, but if you weren't going to pay attention, we're going to fucking rob you.
Do you ever do that? I did that a week or two ago. I was at a gas station in Inglewood picking up the girl, and I was stupid. The machine said you had to go inside, and I was stupid. I had left my phone in my car, and I went inside to pay with the card. And as I was walking out the door, I was like, oh, shit, I left my phone on my car. And I just assumed it was going to be gone. Luckily, it wasn't. But do you ever do stuff like that now?
Sure.
Like, oh, I was so nervous.
And you say to yourself, I deserve it.
Yeah.
I deserve it. My wife got an iPhone clipped from her.
Really?
At fucking Target. They
really?
Clipped it right up out here? Of her purse. Yep, right in LA.
Fuck.
Because she wasn't, I know my wife. She wasn't fucking paying attention. You don't got nothing to say to me. I don't know what the fuck you're talking. You know, I see young girls get involved with these guys all the time. You ever see like these fucking fake fucking black dudes? They got like a Rastafarians. And you see them. Like you go into the 7-Eleven or something, you'll see two white girls and he's begging them for money.
Yeah.
Like putting them together on some deal. You know how you avoid that? You don't even look at the motherfucker.
Yeah.
You don't even stop to talk. You just keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep fucking walking. That's how I was raised. Just don't, you don't even have to get involved with them. Because then you're going to have to say, I can't. I got to go to the store. I don't have any money. I got to go to the ATM. Look, dog, keep walking. And they know. They know when the person knows and they can't spread their fucking magic on you.
Oh, it happens to me all the time when I was younger.
And I tell you, don't even talk to them. You don't even, I don't know you, dog. I got to go. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I'm sorry, I don't know what the... I don't even say I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't even let them get to plan A. Because if you let them get to plan A, once you make a commitment, you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
And they'll get a plan B. Why fuck around? Don't even go there. Don't even stop. Dog, yeah. I gotta go. I don't know what you're talking... Me no hablo. I don't hablo. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And you don't know... You avoid that whole confrontation of fucking... You know, well, come on, man. Can't you give me a ride? No, I can't. You're not getting in my fucking car. I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know nothing. So before you get into that, I don't know and whatever, I gotta go.
That's crazy.
And let them talk. They'll talk. You don't know them. They're not gonna be your friend on Facebook. Fuck you, man. That's great. Fuck me, man. Fuck me, man. Okay? That's great.
That happened to me like
a week ago. Oh, please. That happens to you all the time because you stop and give these people light.
I do.
There's certain people that give light to certain people. You cannot give these people light.
I feel bad.
I have a friend, Mike Ricker, who I love dearly.
Yeah.
Love dearly. But if once he comes over and he gets plan A and it starts with, you got weed? Yeah, come on in, bro. What's happening? Nothing. Come on in. Yeah. Then they sit. Yeah, I got weed. Yeah, let's roll a joint. All right, yeah. Hey, man, you got your I'm thirsty. No shit. Yeah, let me get you some water. Then when you get up and you come back, hey, man, I'm fucking hungry. Yeah, you think, yeah, I got a sandwich. Then you got cigarettes. You got a lighter. Got an ashtray. Hey, can I get a joint to go? Which way are you going? Now you try to get rid of them. And you go, ooh, I got an audition. Which way are you going? I'm going to the valley. Good, good, good. Drop me off by here. No! If you would have fucking not opened that door, you wouldn't have had that shit. They don't stop.
Yeah.
Once you give them that 1A, they don't fucking... Where's the music, Lee? It's fucking Monday. We're talking shit. What the fuck? Get it together, cocksucker. Where's the reefer? No edibles. A little something for the people in your life that have gone. Give them some light today. Light a candle. Tell them you love them. Think about them. Spark it, baby.
I want to be around. To pick
the fuck
up
you
the
left
pieces.
You.
What?
When somebody breaks your heart.
I'm going to see Tony Bennett.
Are you really?
August 2nd at the Hollywood Bowl. My wife. I'm taking her on a date and shit.
Oh shit.
The next night is Diana Ross. The following week is Willie Nelson and Friends.
in Friends.
And you know I'm going to Willie Nelson in Friends. Somebody who will swear to be true
as you used to do with me. Who'll lead you learn? She get a Tony Bennett on the podcast.
Shit, I'd love to get Tony Bennett on the podcast. Company. Wait and see.
I mean, I want to be around to see how he does it.
Oh, yeah, baby. To see how he does it. What's going on, Lee, baby? Talk to me, you little dirty cocksucker.
Well, I was thinking about it.
What are you thinking about now?
Because I always try to, before the podcast, think of a new way to talk about Hulu Plus, because I don't want it to seem like it's just something I'm reading. And I realized the stupidest thing. There's mostly guys who listen to the podcast. My girlfriend likes me. The main reason she's dating me is I have air conditioning, I have a comfortable couch, and she loves Hulu Plus. It's fucking hysterical. The first thing she does is she sits down. I have it on my PlayStation 3. She loves South Park. She loves Family Guy. We just sit there. And, I mean, Terry loves it. For all the guys out there watching, it's, even if you don't, I mean, no matter what you like to watch, they have it. It's honestly probably in the top 10 of why she's dating me. She loves it. So, and then you can tell her about the code, and I don't know. She fucking loves it. I know Terry watches it. You watch it with Mercy.
Terry's watching, having a good time with the Hulu. I think it's almost up, so she's going to sign up, she said. So.
Okay, yeah.
What the fuck? You know? It works out for $7.95 a month.
Yeah,
$7.95 a fucking month, and you're sitting there, you know, scrolling, playing games, looking for entertainment, cursing people. Your TV ain't got no entertainment. There you go. Go to HuluPlus.com, press Joey in the box, big letters, little letters, J-O-E-Y, and move on with your fucking life. Hulu yep. Plus. There you have it. And let me tell you what else is going on. I'm really liking this fucking Shroom Tech sport.
Are you using that a lot?
Really liking it. Really fucking liking it.
Did it help you at that, like, Marcella Madness?
Helped me Friday night. It's weird. It helps you later on. Like, you're thinking, fuck, I'm tired. No, I'm not. I can do this again. And I was rolling. I was doing little minute and a half intervals. I was doing a bunch of shit. That's why I'm so fucking sore Saturday and Sunday. But I tell you what Omnit's got over there now. Now they got a 3-pack. You could buy a New Mood 3-pack. You could buy a Shroom Tech fucking shrimp pack. And they got this new thing, the Total Primal Care Pack. It gives you 2 packages a day, a nighttime package and a morning package. It's $109.95. Pressing the code and you get a discount off of that. And it's 30 days to a fucking 6-pack. I would fucking do it, but with me, it's like 300 days to a fucking 6-pack.
That day and night pack is easy, because for guys like me who's an idiot, it tells you take this in the day take this at night.
I'm telling you, go to onnit.com. Onnit.com. O-N-N-I-T.com. Do yourself a fucking favor. Get that Total Primal Care. In fact, I ordered one. I hit my man up yesterday and said, can I get a Total? Because I want to start taking the whole thing. I'm just taking the Shroom Tech and the fucking Strong Bone right now. I'm out of Alpha Brains. I gotta get back to the back. I gotta stop snorting those motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Making a little Jizu juice. Gizmo juice. What else, cocksucker? You looking good. What's going on with the jumping jacks? You doing any jumping jacks for your Uncle Joey?
Let's do some.
Let me do like 3 or 4 for your Uncle Joey. Get the blood going. You bad motherfucker. You're not smoking dope. I'm giving you a breather on the fucking edibles now. My girl Auntie Dolores sent me a box. Did I bring it over and torment you? Look at Lee. Look at section of motherfucker. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Look at them. Breathe, cocksucker. The neighbors. They're downstairs going.
One more and my pants would have fallen off.
I'm telling you. One more jumping jack. They've been all over but the shouting, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
So you're in love, cocksucker.
I don't want to say that. I mean, that is it's something I think about, though, saying it too early. Like, when you start dating someone, you're always worried about it popping out. But,
usually it comes out when they're licking your balls. That's when it comes out, when they're licking that nut, and you're like, I love you.
Oh, my God. When did you get to the point with Terry that you didn't feel like you had to go to bed at the same time? Because I always stay up late.
Yeah. I do that now. Get the fuck
no,
out
No, I know you don't.
Go to bed. You go to bed. We fuck. We look at each other. It looks like you got to get up for work. I ain't got a job, so on the way. Oh my god! You think me and Terry discuss what time we're gonna go?
No, no, I know you don't discuss it, but like she, like the girl was falling asleep, and I worked nights for a year,
you
so
put her in the fucking bed and you come on and hang out.
That's what I did, but I'm
that's
just
when you're working on the CD, cocksucker.
It'll
instead
be
instead of watching Hulu and Gulu and House and on the Gulu. Lake. You were supposed to watch Silence of the Lambs this weekend.
I don't own it, and it's not on Netflix. But you know what is on Netflix? What is it called? The Cabin in the Woods. It wasn't. It was okay. It wasn't.
We didn't discuss Cabin in the Woods. If I wanted to watch a mediocre movie, I would have told
do
you.
Do I own a Best Buy?
Doesn't
do
matter. I know you. I know if it was anything else. I know if it was a.
Yeah, I'm so, not. I'm not exactly thrilled to see a movie to be terrified. Now,
what's going on with this girl, Ashley? You got rid of this little sperm breath?
No, she's my friend.
Why? Stop with the fucking friend. She ain't gonna suck your dick. She's gone. She's blowing two guys from work. She's got the fucking cousin. They come here and they sit on the couch and waste your time. They got the Chinese chick. She ain't sucking nobody's dick either. You might as well get rid of all these people. Handle it. Get them out of the phone. You got a girlfriend now. You got no time to be.
Yeah, talking. But why can't I have friends?
Nah, because there ain't
now,
no friends.
Now at least I'm having
when
sex.
You need
so
your
why
dick,
does it
when
work?
You, when you need your dick sucked, she didn't suck your dick, so she ain't no fucking friend. When you came on her and you said, I love you, we're going to bars. Get you and the Chinese girl to get the chopsticks. Let me scream on your fucking eyeballs. She told you no. She was in love with the guy from work, so now tell her to go fuck herself. That's how it happens. You're a hot commodity. You're the director of the year. You're Lisa. Yeah, you do fuck. You're on camera right now with an Israeli flag behind you. How, you know what I'm saying? You know who the fuck you're dealing with here? Do you have any fucking idea who you're dealing with?
Apparently I don't.
No, you don't. Because you're slipping, cocksucker. Go to Onnit. Get yourself some fucking pills. Then you'll know.
But how am I still? I'm having sex all the time now. What's wrong with that?
That's right. You're with this girl. So you got a girlfriend now. You got no time to be hanging out with these fucking skaminka brats coming over here, taking your energy, putting the kiss of death on you. That's what I'm saying to you. Coming over here with her brother. Who shows up with their fucking brother? Get the fuck out of here with this fucking guy who sits an hour and a half to wait for somebody at fucking Olive Garden. That's what you want in your fucking life?
You still remember that?
Yeah, I still fucking remember that, because if I ever see him, I'll stab him out of principle for that shit. Because you want to meet some fucking buddy of yours. Another fucking idiot with a skateboard and a fucking container of water. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
It's over. That's it. You got a girlfriend now. Next time she calls you, look, you come over, you're going to lick my nuts. If not, I ain't got time for this shit. I got a freak.
I'm way too hot every time.
You want to smoke some more?
Sure, why not? Let's
what the fuck? It's Monday, cocksuckers. Get your shit together. You're lucky enough. I'm giving you a pass on the edibles
tonight. I'm getting a pass on it. Are you excited about Philly?
Am I excited about Philly? I'm real fucking excited about Philly. If I didn't love you as much as I would, I'd bring you and have them stab you to death.
Why,
Philly,
why would they stab me?
Because it's Philly.
You should have bought San Jose. They were nice in San Jose.
Yeah, take a hit of this fucking sativa mixed with this devil.
Sativa mixed with the devil.
You know, Philly was the only stadium for years that had a courtroom downstairs. You know that, right? They would prosecute.
Baseball and football?
Both.
Oh, shit.
Well, it was more the Eagle Stadium where they had the fucking, they had the courtroom downstairs because they would torment people. I went to see Black Sabbath and Sammy Hagar with Shaking Street. August 6th, 1981 in Philadelphia. People were spitting at Sammy Hagar, spitting at him. Philadelphia, they ain't fucking around.
Did you ever get arrested
so
there?
So you talk that shit about fucking not eating ass in Philadelphia, they will fuck you up. You understand me?
No, they won't.
Yes,
no.
They will. That's a
you're
hard
about, you're about the 1% that eat ass. It's
those three fags hit you up again on Twitter. Hey, no, yeah. You want me to hit you? You want me to show you the Gmail fucking emails? You want me to show you the 200 fucking Gmail emails? I should smack you and fucking kick you in the digestive tract.
Why?
And all that shit.
You don't have any idea how clean someone would have to be for me to eat their ass.
Would you consider eating this girl's ass? This little Mexican chick you're banging.
I know she doesn't want me to.
No matter what she don't want you to do. You're the Captain Kirk of the Enterprise. That's what makes them stick around. If they want to boss somebody around, they'll get a little retarded boy and they'll smack around. Eat my ass. Don't eat my ass. It's what fucking Lee Sayat wants to do.
I have no interest in that, though.
So flip her over. Take a look at it. Put your eyeball in there. Yeah, it's not what fucking
I do want. Everything else, but why? Like, I'm not at all interested in eating, like, licking someone's asshole.
Don't you want her to call again? She's going to find somebody who does.
She already has. What are you talking about? We've been dating for a while. She
2 weekends. And she's going to sit there one day and go, I've been with this guy for 6 months. He still hasn't subbed his tongue in my ass. He hasn't pulled my hair. He hasn't called me his little Mexican little dirty whore. Nothing. You're over there talking about computer games and Family Guy. You know what I'm saying?
When do I talk about
computer? You gotta toughen up a little bit, cocksucker.
You
right away. I don't know if she. What do you think? This is for her. This is for you.
And then
you're the Captain Kirk of the other.
For everyone brand. Listening, if I came in here and said, "Yeah, I licked your ass," you'd be like, "You can't lick your girlfriend's ass. That's a girl on the side, not the girl you're coming home to."
That's the one you want to lick her ass. You want to lick that fire. You want to play the kazoo. You want to do a good fucking big sniff.
No, I don't.
Put it on her stomach and at least look at it. Open up.
I've seen it.
You seen the asshole?
Yeah.
When did you see it?
When I'm going to, what are you talking about? You said you wanted to fuck me earlier in this podcast. So
I didn't say I wanted to fuck you.
Yes, you did.
I said I'd fuck you. That I'm, you know, I'm a disgust though, like Red Man.
But it's when we're having sex and we go like when I
you pick up a leg and you look.
Yeah,
at
Yeah, I know. I didn't look. I didn't go down there for that reason.
You didn't take a look at it. What's the matter with you?
No, I did. It. I looked at it, but like I go down on her, so I see it. But I'm not gonna. There's a beautiful everything else. I don't want to. I like. Why would I want to look at an asshole?
Pick her up on her. Tell her to flip on her stomach and spread her legs and go in between her little fucking muffler and just smack her ass a couple times. Then open it up, like stretch it out and look at it, like the girl who sent you the barbed wire.
Oh, that was so gross. That one.
Make believe you're going to do a tattoo on this girl's asshole. Look at it. Stretch it out. Check out, she got a little hemorrhoid there. You might want to suck it like a little grape. You just suck on it like a salad grape. You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea what you
want. You know what I'm fucking talking about. You know what?
Do you ever suck on a girl's hemorrhoid?
I did a long time ago when I was freaking
that's
one
so
night.
Gross.
You got to just suck on it. You hope that she works an office job. And she got a little fucking one of those little purple ones on the left hand.
See, that's my fear.
What's your fear? That you get some hemorrhoid juice in your eyeball? What
no,
the fuck?
That I would some like I would start doing this and I would start liking it and I would be looking at a girl like, ooh, I bet she has an office job and
you
has some good hemorrhoids.
You look at the girl and said to yourself, that girl's got a stinky fucking asshole.
Like, yeah, and that's why that's why I don't want to lick it.
But did you ever look at a woman and go, her asshole stinks and take her home and the asshole smells better than yours?
I don't smell asshole.
Don't you feel ashamed of yourself? Don't you feel like you judge pretty early? What are you covering your face for? Why are you covering your face? This is the thing I'm talking
about. There's no asshole I want to eat.
You got to put it on her stomach and you got to rub cream on her thighs. And then once you get
what kind of cream?
Whatever. You know, oil of Olay. I don't give a fuck. Whatever cream they got. You rub some on her feet. You rub some on her calves. And then when you get to that ass, you smear it out like a savage. And you open up and you make the asshole do magic tricks like the Circus de Soleil. And you stretch it out and you look at it and you go, that's mine. You know what I'm saying? That's my type of asshole. Whatever, Lee. Got to get it together is what I'm fucking saying. Stop covering your eyes. You're 25. That's
yeah,
it.
I'd like
are you
her
got
ass,
25? You're going to be 25 this week.
Saturday.
And what are you going to do? I want to hear this fucking party. What are you going to do?
Well, I was going to go to a bar, but you made a good point. I don't want to have to drive, so I think I might just stay here with the girl. We have a bottle, two bottles of tequila in the fridge already, so I might just stay here.
What kind of tequila?
One, it's called, fuck it, I forget. One's called.
It's called. I'm gonna have a headache for three
no,
fucking days.
Oh, so now you're. You told me to stay here with the girl.
I know, but it's you got cheap tequila.
No, I got one good one, and
which
then
one, what's the good one?
I'll go get it. But the other one's Jose Cuervo, which is okay.
You want to do a shot right now?
Do you want it?
Sure.
Let's
do
it.
Shot tequila. Let's get this fucking party started. And shit, that's how we fuck around here. We improvise here. What's going on? The fucking thing went out, Lee. What the hell? Get it together here. I'm gonna spark another number here. Out of respect, Monday, July 15th, you fucking savages. I did go see the psychotherapist, and it was very interesting. I went Saturday at 11 o'clock. I told you guys last week that since I had the ear infection, maybe in February, since Columbus, I've been getting fucking bad panic attacks, especially since I joined jiu-jitsu. When I breathe on my back, it feels like I can't breathe and I have to get up and loosen my fucking, my belt and I have to take off my gi top. And it's just a horrible feeling, you know. And I know that half of it is the edibles. I'm not that fucking stupid. But I've always suffered from this. Even as a kid, I had this this anxiety all the time. I always feel like I have to do something. There's times when I have to ask somebody a question, I get anxiety, like a stupid question. That's why when people ask me stupid questions, I don't know how the fuck they do it. Because when I ask somebody a stupid question, I always feel fucking too anxious to ask them the question. You know what I'm saying? So I get anxiety, and I've been living like this for all my life. I've been living like this, you know?
Oh, shit, you're going to take it?
Who the fuck you think I'm dealing with? You? I can't do me. I got to go to work. I got to go fucking work, too.
Ugh.
It's fucking delicious.
Yeah. It's Espolón. It's good.
Esperanza.
Tequila Blanco. It's
Tequila Blanco. I knew a skinny guy in the Bronx named Blanco that's so fucking coke. Tremendous.
Has a little...
Lee, a little fucking exit this phone with Joey. Let's get some music going at 7 o'clock. We're drinking tequila in this motherfucker already. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck,
we're making it happen.
What do you want to play?
A little Bob Marley. Set the Herb Man free. Oh shit, get up, wash your feet, powder those balls, it's gonna be over 90 no matter where the fuck you are today. Even if you're in Swahili. I got a fucking guy that emailed me, black dude in Africa.
What a surprise.
He said that he's the fucking, I'm fucked up. Yeah. What? Kick that motherfucker. Come on, people, it's an exodus.
The tequila shot I've ever taken.
Damn it. Can you see John Lang? Let me tell you, if you're not wrong, then why? Everything in Lee's all right. So we're gonna walk. All right. Oh, shit. Little shout out to the tequila company. Little shout out to Onnit there, making the things happen. Little shout out to Hulu Plus. It's Monday, July 15th. Loosen, take the stick out of your ass, baby. It's gonna be a long summer.
I forgot how good that was.
What do you think you're dealing with, Lee?
It's Little my tequila. What are you talking about?
It's my tequila. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? It's not like you brought it over. You don't seem like a shot guy, though. You don't like to drink that much.
No. But I rise to the occasion. I don't sit here and tell you no and cry. Just a little bit.
I didn't cry.
I got... No. So when I bring an edible, I don't want no tears. You take that motherfucker and you pop it like a soldier.
I haven't complained about edibles at all.
You always complain.
No, I didn't. An asshole. I don't get no credit.
So anyway, so some girl sent Ari a picture of her pussy about a month ago.
Okay.
And then about 2 months ago, the same woman, she's about 57, 58, sent me a picture of her asshole. Did I tell you about that on Twitter?
Mm-mm.
I woke up one morning to a picture of a chick's asshole on Twitter, but what... surprised me, it was a perfect picture. So when I told Ari about it, Ari goes, that's weird. Somebody sent me a perfect picture of the pussy. I'll send you a picture of the pussy to see if it's the same asshole. So we made a correlation that the pussy and the asshole belong to the same person.
Okay.
So she would send pictures like dramatically once a month, maybe to Ari. I think she sent one to fucking Duncan one time. So finally, we decided it's this fucking woman. And she's like an old cougar. But she's way older than a cougar. She's fucking gone. She's out there. She might be a little crazy. So every once in a while, she sends pictures of her feet to Duncan or pictures of a pussy to her. And the pussy looks like somebody shot it.
Oh, no.
So last week, I sent you an email with the picture of the lady.
Oh, is that one? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And he called back and he's like, why is it brown?
It's a white lady. And it's like darker than dark.
Oh, my God. Lee fucking died. He was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. I kept telling Ari, I'm not fucking looking at it no more. Do not send me pictures of that lady's fucking pussy. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in all my life. I don't know how fucking people go around with a pussy that fucking ugly. I mean, my ball sack is no fucking, you know.
We've all seen it.
Yeah, it's probably no fucking Academy Award winner or beauty show winner, but damn, lady. But when I call Lee and he's like, why is it brown? I fucking lost it. I even told my wife. Anyway, I was telling these guys, Lee, when you
were... Before you start that, was that the night you took the Quaalude?
Yeah, but I think the Quaalude's a dud. I think those are duds, Quaalude. I think they're just for, like, show.
Oh, okay.
Because I ate the other half and nothing. The edibles... I mean, I got fucked up, you know, on general purposes. You know, after you smoke 11 fucking joints and do an anti... But I'm going to slow down the edibles a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. I was telling them that I went to... the psychotherapist, and between you and me, I think she hypnotized me.
What do you mean?
I really think she, because the time fucking flew. Like one minute it was 10 to 11,
mm-hmm.
and the next minute it was 12:15, it was time to go.
And was it the kind where, like, you're talking about stuff, or was she talking to you, or, like, how, like, I've never been, so, like, how did it work?
Well, I went in there, and we discussed what was going on, you know, the, when I'm getting these feelings, how long have I had them? I've always had the ability to pass out.
Mm-hmm. From needles always. And stuff,
yeah. Needles, blood. You know, I was thinking about a pass out I had one summer, that it was just, I was so fucking stoned. And I went to get water or soda at
yeah.
the pool. You know when you were at a swimming pool?
And they had a little shack.
And I was waiting on line. And it was, you know, like the beams that you have to stand and go around. And I was like in the third row. And it was like 100 fucking degrees. And next thing you know, I'm waking up. And people throwing water in my face. And I banged my fucking head. And I've always had the ability to pass. I remember another time I had to go for a blood test for tonsils.
Mm-hmm.
And they put me in one of those little school chairs and drew blood out. I fucking lost it. I lost it, you know? And I always get, like, the like, last summer I had to get those needles in my ass. I got one needle in my ass when they thought I was sick from the penicillin, and I fucking lost it. Like, I just lose it. Sometimes it's just... So I knew, and I know exactly when I'm going to lose it. Like, I bent over to put shoes in the closet, and there was a rack, and I banged my fucking head. And I looked at my hand, and there was blood on it, and I called my wife, and I go, honey, if you call in the next hour and I'm not around, I'm passed the fuck out. And I went in the room, and I passed out. I passed out during the BJ Penn fight, Joe whatever fight, Joe Daddy Stevenson, when he split his fucking skull on television. I passed out on my couch, Lee.
Fuck.
You know, so I have a thing to do this. That's fine. And every once in a while, I'm on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you land in Burbank, about an hour out of Burbank, there's always very bad turbulence.
Yeah.
You know, you get that? You ever
right by
that?
Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right by Vegas. Even like 10 minutes before Vegas, it's fucking horrible. It's horrible. I don't know what it is, like a vacuum there that the plane goes up and down. You know how many times I've gotten sick there where I have to sit down and pray that I'm not going to pass out or puke? Or
is that bad?
It's that bad. So then February, I went to Columbus, and again, I got sick from smoking a lot of pot. And when I fly, when I'm sick, you get fluid in your ears.
Oof.
So when I started going to kickboxing, I had been going to kickboxing a few months, but I'm not going to sit at home because I got an ear infection, so I went to kickboxing. The place is huge. So I couldn't hear, like, the focused. My hearing was very confused.
Okay.
It was very magnetized, very magnified. So it makes you get dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I started getting those panic attacks. When I'm thinking to myself, fuck, I'm going to pass out and you know, these people have to pick me up and, you know, I'll never be able to come here again because I'll be so
that all fucked. Goes through your head in that moment?
Everything.
Fuck.
So, you know, I like doing jiu-jitsu. Listen, Lee, I like working out. I like that hour to myself. That hour and a half to myself means the world to me. Since I was a kid, I like shooting hoops. I like the sun. I like sweating, you know, I like all those things. I didn't think I liked men sweating on me. I don't want to feel like fucking Liberace with guys sweating on me and all this shit, but I enjoy it, you know, and I'm trying to get healthy. And, you know, I can't bust this fucking weight, you know, I'm stuck at 309, I can't bust it, but at least I'm not getting heavier, you know what I'm saying? I like it. I don't want to fucking go, and what one of the things I like is going to make me pass out now. That's the last fucking thing I need. From the minute I walk into jiu-jitsu, that's all I'm thinking about. Is today the day I'm going to fucking pass out? So I went and seen this lady. I paid the money. And I went and I talked to her and we spoke a little bit. She told me about some skills I needed to get. You know? Basically some visualization skills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never visualize like that. Like, I've never really visualized because it scares me too much.
What does she want you to visualize? Like, not passing out?
It's like not passing out and not having these thoughts. She makes me walk around with a garbage can, a mental garbage can. You know, Lee, when I was a kid, I lost a lot of things very quickly. So I know the gift of appreciating life. A lot of people will never have that gift.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in the eighth grade, I was playing basketball with a kid. Played basketball the way we do every day. And at 10 to 6, his mother came on the balcony and said, come across the street, I'm eating. And he looked at me and he goes, you want to come over and eat? And I go, no, I'm going to go home, but I'll see you later on. And I went home and I ate at home and one thing led to another. I watched The Honeymooners or The Odd Couple or whatever the fuck I was doing. I fell asleep. The next morning I went to school and as I walked in, one of the teachers pulled me over and said, dog, your buddy's in a coma. I'm like, how could that happen? I just saw him last night. I was room till 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So in that 12 hours, he was in a car accident, a coma. I understand the quickness of how life changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another day I was in my block. I'm living with the Benders. And every Saturday and Sunday, these kids from my neighborhood went to swimming. They went swimming either at Lake Opacon or they would go to all these Jersey holes, watering holes, or the Hackensack River. And every Saturday, they break in. And my buddies one Sunday were like, "We're going swimming. You coming?" I'm like, "Nah. I'll see you guys later." And the next day, they're like, "Your buddy drowned." So I understand that sometimes when you see that person and you take for granted, you say goodbye to them, that could be the last fucking time you say goodbye to them. You know, I think about my mother, how one afternoon I was talking to her. We were living great. Who the fuck thinks their mother's going to die when they're in high school? You? Were you thinking that?
And you found her, too. It's not just that she died.
You know, so when you have that instilled in your psyche, you understand that. When you see that person, I worry about my friends. I really do. I worry about the people I call family. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know how hard, you know, I have a friend, Darren Rago. I think about him once a week. And I know, I didn't know then, but I know that my love towards him has always made me doubt life. Like, think about, fuck, you know, my life has been different since this friend of mine left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't think of people like that sometimes, but sometimes you miss people. I miss him. I think about my life. If he'd be around here, how many comedians would be dead? If he was still alive, how many comedians would have been thrown off a balcony? If he was still alive, how many comedy managers would have been thrown off balconies? Seriously, I know him. I knew him. I know him that well. That's why I talked to his cousin, Joey Filato, that you don't understand what life is till you have people who have your back.
Mm-hmm.
Then you understand why, you understand how people don't have your back. When you have friends like that, you realize the common dude ain't got my fucking back. I'm on my own. I was very fortunate to have that, but this all goes back to I understand the quickness of life and how quickness the people you love could disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So I worry about people. So I have that worry in me. You know, I always worry. Like, I hate people driving me to the fucking airport.
Why?
Because I would hate to land and for somebody to say, your friend got into a car accident while he was driving you to the airport. Did you hear my spiel that night at Little Joe's, Original Joe's, when we were talking about how I don't like saying goodbye to people?
Yeah.
People always get mad at me for disappearing. I don't want to say goodbye to nobody. I don't believe in saying goodbye to nobody. Ever. At all. At all. There's no goodbyes in my fucking life. You know what? I'll see you tomorrow. I hate saying goodbye to people. I hate hugging people. Because then if you do get into a car accident and die, there's only that one asshole that says, "I hugged him." Why would you tell somebody that? You're the fucking kiss of death, you fucking momo. I saw him last night.
You're the kiss of death.
I was the last guy with him. I don't want to hear that shit. So I never say goodbye. I just disappear. I'm that superstitious. There's no such thing as fucking goodbye in my life. There hasn't been my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Ever since my friends died like that, there's been no goodbye. See you later, bro. See you later. I got to go to the bathroom. Anything but fucking goodbye.
Does it piss you off when someone says goodbye?
All the fucking time. That's why when I look at you and I go, "We got to go."
Yeah.
That means we got to go. That doesn't mean, "Hold on, I got to go inside." No. That means we're leaving. They'll call you in 20 minutes and ask you where you are. And tell them you had a shit, so you got in your car and went home.
But wouldn't you rather have like a good memory of like hugging them and saying goodbye?
No. I have better memories of them at a bar. I don't want to say goodbye to nobody. Ever. Do I ever want to say goodbye to nobody at night or see you later? See you later, bro. See you later. Let me go to the bathroom. I'll see you tomorrow.
And then pew.
Pew.
That's funny.
So I went. I talked to her. I got a call her Wednesday. We talked about a few things. You know, like when I go to give blood or go to jiu-jitsu, or go to kickboxing, or go to the Y. You know, really weird, I only get a little fucked up on the epileptical about the 10-minute mark, where I start talking to myself, I should get off this, I'm going to choke, I'm going to die. You know, she made me put in my mind that if I did pass out, so what? I'm not dying.
No.
I'm not dying. So what, you pass out? Don't worry about working out. Go in there and give it your fucking all, you know?
And do you think, like, that, like, maybe like the first couple times you were having a panic attack, but now you just keep thinking about it too much, and that's giving you the panic attack?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Like, it's my mind playing tricks on me. Absolutely. Like, you know, I am such a fucking mental weakling. You know, I am such a... I am, and that's why I explained to her. Look, Ali, I'm fearful of everything. You know, every time I go on stage, I look at that fucking stage. I remember me and you went to the Laugh Factory the other night.
Yeah.
And I remember walking and looking at the Chinese girl who brought me up that said she was at a date, remember?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the stage going, why do I need this? Why do I do this to myself? I always get scared. So every time I do that, every time I go to the doctor's, Pedici's office, and he shoots me in the ass and I walk out of there, I'm taking fear and I'm shoving it under a carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really working it out. You know what? That catches up with you. It's like anything else in life. So every time I take fear and just sweep it under the carpet, like, oh, this is going to be fine. I'll be fine. I'm just going to walk in there and be just... Because my mother wouldn't allow me to have fear. So I always hear my mother's voice going, hey, you fucking moron. Get the fuck up. Get your jacket on and cut the shit. Go do what the fuck you got to go do. Because that's the truth. That's how your inner voice has to talk to you.
Yeah.
If your inner voice pampers you, you're going to be a pampered fucking soul. You know, I was a pampered soul till my mother died.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to raise myself. And I became, that voice is not a nice voice. That's why that voice, when I get on people, it's not a nice voice. Because the voice that controls me in my head is not a nice voice.
Yeah.
He doesn't say, oh, you're not feeling well today. Well, lay in bed. Things are going to work out. Don't worry. There's a second opportunity. No, there isn't. Get the fuck up. This is what needs to be done. I know what you want to do. Remember, there's things that we all want to do. We all want to go to the beach and party and be cool. That's great. But somebody needs to pay the fucking rent. Somebody needs to work to go to the supermarket. Somebody needs to go to fucking school. Somebody needs to send these fucking emails. Somebody needs to do something. And that's the voice I hear in my head. Yeah, it's great to have a... It's great to watch Hulu and Netflix and sit there and eat popcorn with fucking Parmesan cheese on it. But you gotta work, you gotta get out there, you gotta take care of business so business could take care of you on the back end. So I'm gonna practice what she told me, this island of serenity.
Is that what you that's what she calls it? Like you just kind of relax?
That's where I need to go. This island has everything I need on it. I'm by myself.
Did she tell you to relax during the day? Because like you just talk about it, like how you like you're always running. Like maybe you should take like 20 minutes and like chill out.
It's not that I need to relax. It's that my mind needs to relax.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's that I need to slow down in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's not always something to do, but there is. Because if you don't think that way, you're going to fucking piss your life away. Then you're going to be an old fuck like me, 50, trying to fucking get it together before you die so your kid could have some fucking dough. You following me? It's great to have a fucking good time. But you also got to have that voice that says, it's over. It's Sunday night. Ha, ha, ha. It's 6 o'clock. I got to get home, iron my clothes. I got to take a shower, wash my pussy, and get ready for the fucking week. You want to sit here and drink? That's great. You want to talk about 1980 when you scored the touchdown against Emerson and we partied? That's great. But we got to get to getting. You know what I'm saying, Lee Turner?
Absolutely.
We got to get to the fucking getting.
Oh, wait, you said that.
First off, Lee, there was no ashes on him.
You just did it.
I know, but there was no ashes on him.
Oh.
Do you think I would be that fucking
retarded? I was so nervous.
I'm so nervous. Get it together, cocksucker.
You just action and die again.
Get
soda.
It together, cocksucker, little Zimmerman.
Little Zimmerman, are you serious?
Get it together, right?
Oh, before we go, I wanted to ask you this, because no one's really talked about it. Whatever you think about the verdict, which is, it doesn't matter. What do you think, what is his life going to be? Now that everyone thinks he should have been guilty, now he's going to be out. Like, I was thinking about it. His life is still over. Like, it's going to be terrible. Like, did you think about that at all?
You know what's funny? First of all, I can't stand Lapspin. That fucking idiot that fucking has a Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
That has, like, a podcast, and he kisses all these fucking straight-up comics' ass, and everybody could kiss their ass. Yesterday, he had, like, comic sound off, you know, and... All these comedians made their fucking remarks, but do they really fucking mean it? Do they really fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All those people are so angered. You know, how angry were you? How angry really were you? You know, if you noticed, I didn't say nothing about the fucking verdict, whatever, because the more light you give it, you know what I'm saying, the more, well, I'm angered, you know. Florida, who gives a fuck? You still got to get up and go to work the next day.
Yeah.
Next time, plan ahead. God forbid it was you or your child. I feel fucking horrible about the Trayvon Martin family. Something went wrong that night. He was judged and something went wrong. Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't there with you. So all these motherfuckers that got an opinion and want to say something so the masses, you know, it felt wrong. The justice system. You know, who gives a fuck? Cut it out. Get off your fucking high horse. You know exactly what fucking happened there. We all know exactly what happened there. And if you're fucking surprised by the verdict, shame on you, you dumb motherfucker. I got a bridge to fucking sell you. This is life, and this is America. And sometimes choices are made that, you know, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
So if you're going to lose sleep over it or jump up and down, I feel bad for the Trevor Martin people, for their family. I feel bad that there should have been some more justice in this that should have been taken care of from the beginning. There was a lot of loose ends from the beginning. And when you have loose ends from the beginning, you can't prosecute all the way in. You know, when jiu-jitsu is in a position before submission, these motherfuckers are going to submission with all other shit. Nothing really. So, yes, I feel bad. A life was taken. A son was lost. A mother is heartbroken. A father is heartbroken. A brother and a sister are heartbroken. But at the end of the day, to say something that you don't really know what the fuck's about, to say something fake from the fake part of you, so people could Twitter you back, oh my God, you're so socially, go fuck your mother, all right? Stop being such a fucking fake. You know, if you like black people that much, go down to, you're a millionaire, go down to fucking Harlem and give out 20s. Go down to Crenshaw. Nobody does that.
Yeah, of course. They were thinking about it when they wrote the tweet. I sometimes feel guilty because, like, a case like that will be happening, and then I go about and do something else for the rest of the day. Like, someone died. Like, shouldn't you feel worse? Like, sometimes I think about that, but
I don't know. It's amazing. You know, man, I have empathy like everybody else. But ever since Twitter and Facebook and all these fucking things, you got to get these people to post their opinion. A, they don't really know about it completely, like myself.
Yeah.
I don't really know about it completely because I have a life. I'm trying to take care of the things. And B, they're trying to get it so they can sell a fucking ticket or whatever it is that they fucking try to do, get people's... Who gives a fuck?
Absolutely.
You know, go down there. Let me see you go down to fucking Florida. How much did you give the Trayvon Martin family? How much did you send down there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What the fuck?
They're all a bunch of fucking phony fucks. Fucking phony motherfuckers. All these motherfuckers trying to be swarmy and shit. They want to put a pair of glasses on so all of a sudden they know more than the other fucking guy. Get the fuck out of here, dog. I hate those fucking glasses. I'm about to snap on somebody who walks up to me with those fucking things. But what are you going to do? That's why I stay in the goddamn house. Listen, this fucking Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'm in Philadelphia, Helium. Don't fuck around. These tickets are going to sell out. It's Philadelphia. Philadelphia don't fuck around. They've never fucked around. You understand me? Back from Julius Irving. Back since the day of Roman Gabriel. I'm taking your fucking back. You know what? Weight Watchers could suck my dick. I'm eating Chinese. I'm eating fucking cheesesteaks.
Oh, shit.
Steaks. Plural. And I'm getting down. I'm going to have a good time at Philly. So if you want to fucking get down, you want to smoke some weed, my family's coming to the second show on Friday night. If you want to come in there and ask some questions and get some real fucking answers, come on down. The 20 of them are coming from Northern New Jersey.
Oh,
the
shit.
Runnies, Mike Runny, Danny B. Wins.
Oh, he's going?
The
good.
Philly Godfather. We ain't fucking around down there. Pictures, videos, the whole thing. So if you want to be a part of it, come on down to Helium. The following week, the 26th and 27th, myself and Dom Herrera at the Ice House Comedy Club. 4 shows. Friday and Saturday, ba-boom, ba-boom, it seats 180 people. We know what that means. Get your tickets to fucking day. And then that following Wednesday, it's me and my main man, Lee Syatt, doing a live podcast on the Ice House with a very special surprise fucking guest. Don't fuck around on this one. $10 tickets. Who are you kidding? And that's it. That's how it fucking breaks down. Let me give some shout-outs. As usual, my main man, Ali Baz. My main man, Nalumi Modis from fucking Africa. My main man, Corey Jones. My main man, Eric Thomas. My main man, South Jersey, Reek and Ron. Wayne Binder. Carol Hamill from Grand Rapids, you sexy bitch. Buck Russell and Wolf, hashtag. Darren Hamill, that's his fucking name. Anyway, I love you, cocksucker. So that's what I'm talking about. Very sad what happened this last weekend. This kid from Glee died. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
You know, and listen, man, people are going to come and go in your life. I just hope that you handle it correctly. I'm happy you fucking came in. Look at you. You're in love. You're a sharp man. What's going on with the Juicy? You're done. That's it. Never with again the Juicy, with your fucking, no more beats. That's just disgusting.
Beats, I can't do beats.
The fucking fuck disgusting. That. But you'll juice, but you won't sniff a girl's little monkey.
No, I like the monkey. I don't like the culo. What's the asshole?
El culo.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the muffler. I like the monkey's great.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get it together, cocksucker. I love you people. As usual, it's a beautiful day to be alive. Don't sit there and waste your fucking time. Go out there. Stab a motherfucker. Not in the back, in the neck. Look him in the eyes and go out there and say, I'm the Captain Kirk of this fucking enterprise. Let's do this, Lee. Let's get the fuck out of here. See you in Philly, bitches.
Oh, shit. Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus. Like I said, the girls love it. Just do it for them if you don't want to do it for yourself. Start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to our homepage at joeydiaz.net and click on the Hulu Plus banner for your free trial, or go to huluplus.com/joey. Again, the banner at joeydiaz.net or huluplus.com/joey.
Oh, shit. Little Fonny All-Stars live from Africa with George Santana. Take that.